Hello, I'm Dr. Pechenik. Today I want to talk to you about how false heroes are created in the name of honor and grandeur for our country. In particular, I'm talking about John McCain, who's unfortunately dying, but he had a history which really put a black mark on him in our American experience of Vietnam. And let me tell you what I think. I've never liked John McCain. I knew a lot about his history. I knew that he was a spoiled, entitled brat at Indianapolis. His father was head of CINPAC. His grandfather was a famous admiral. In turn, he was one of the lowest men in the class of 899 people at Annapolis. He should have been thrown out, but his father kept him in. His flying experience was erratic and dangerous. He crashed several planes and then crashed on the USS Forrestal, killing several Americans. What he is known for, though, is for having been shot down on a 29th bombing mission over Vietnam. He claims he was tortured and has fractured his hands and his face. That's not correct. He destroyed his arms and his face on the ejection. However, what happened as a POW is the case in point. I know several of the POWs who were in the Hanoi Hilton with him, and they found him despicable. They found him to be a coward, a traitor, and the fact that he refused to be released because it was considered bravery was nonsense. The reason he could not leave the prison in Vietnam was the simple fact that he would defy military order and would have been arrested for what he had done as a criminal, as a POW. In fact, the remaining part of his life is quite despicable and disgraceful. He was involved in the SNL scandals and Keating. He was corrupt, and he never had to go to prison for that. Then subsequently, he closed all of the POW records so nobody would know what kind of a treasonous individual he was. And then, very much like any sociopath, he decided that the best things to do for America is to go to war, any war and all wars. So he invited the Iraq war, the war in Syria, the war in Libya, the war in Somalia, Sudan, and everywhere else. In fact, he killed more Americans than any other president I would have known of, even more than George W. Bush. Now, who testified for his veracity and the fact that he is going to be a new hero? The man who testified on his behalf is none other than another coward and treasonous military officer other than David Petraeus. Let me tell you about General David Petraeus, a man who lived right next to West Point, married the commandant's daughter. He was a very ambitious little man, received all kinds of accolades as a very smart individual, went to Princeton and forced his supervisor to give him a PhD in less than a year and a half. But what was it that made David Petraeus great? It was David Petraeus. He never really had been in combat, and in fact awarded himself some combat medals, which a lot of military officers said, we don't understand how we received it. More importantly, David Petraeus was caught for a major felony and a criminal act, passing over 5 notebooks with top secret information to a woman whom he seduced while he was director of the CIA. Normally, he would have been in prison for that for 10 to 15 years, but he got a little slap on his hand. So it's not an accident that David Petraeus agrees that John McCain, another coward and traitor, is a great man. Then the third man we're talking about is Bob Kerry. Most of you don't know very much about him. He's a Democrat. He was a pharmacy student and came out of Nebraska. He did join the SEALs. He did go into Vietnam, and he was injured in Vietnam and received the Congressional Medal of Honor. He knew he should not have received the Congressional Medal of Honor because, unfortunately, his foot was shot off, and he knew it was just an accident in war. He hadn't done anything that was particularly heroic. He said it is present days. He said, I don't deserve it. At the same time, he received the Bronze Star for having killed 22 innocent men, women, and children. So what's the moral of the story? John McCain doesn't ride any higher than Trump, who refused to serve in our Vietnam War. But those who excuse themselves accuse themselves of treachery. In French, we say, qui s'excuse s'accuse. And let me repeat one thing Ralph Waldo Emerson said, a brave man is an ordinary man who's only brave for 5 minutes more. Thank you, good night, and good luck.